Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, 620, Brock Hunter.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Let's get to it because we got a lot to talk about. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges. So, come playoff time during these big, big games, you always got something delicious to drink, and you'll never thirst ever. All right.
I'm going to talk about some football here. You got that female ref story pulled up?
Yeah.
I'm going to have you do that next.
Word.
First off, Colts QB Rivers retires from the NFL after 17 seasons.
Wow.
Longtime NFL quarterback Philip Rivers has decided to retire after playing one season with the Indianapolis Colts. His decision at age 39 comes less than 2 weeks after the Colts suffered a 27-24 loss at Buffalo in the wild card round of the playoffs. Rivers spent his first 16 seasons with San Diego Los Angeles Chargers after they acquired him in a draft trade that sent Eli Manning to the New York Giants in 2004. So hats off to Philip Rivers. He's been in the league forever. And he's done great things. He's got 1,000 kids.
Yeah,
I think that's why he's retiring, because he's got to attend.
I don't know how he's going to afford these kids now. I mean, the only reason he stayed in as long as he has is because he has 9 effing kids, and you need a Super Bowl quarterback salary or a NFL quarterback salary in order to afford
to
9
that.
Effing kids.
Well, there you go, man. He's got a basically he's leaving the Indianapolis Colts to go join his own football team.
He's got enough kids.
You know?
He's making his own team. Hats off,
Philip Rivers. Thanks for thanks for the good play, man. We enjoyed watching you. So.
And he ended on a good the Colts had a good season this year.
Yeah,
I mean, they made the playoffs. They had some great games. And, yeah, I think he should be proud about that. Yeah. He should.
Well, wouldn't be too hurt about losing to Buffalo. They're up there right now, and they're doing pretty well. So I wouldn't beat yourself up too much about that. So, like I said, Philip Rivers, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Another.
You got a female story or something? A female ref?
Female story, yeah. So this year marks the first Super Bowl played during a global pandemic, but there will be other history that's made. The first woman on the field officiating the NFL's biggest game. Sarah Thomas will serve as a down judge. She's already worked 4 playoff games over 6 seasons, but now going to the Super Bowl, the big one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And, like, well, this year we had our first female kicker, too, right, in college. Isn't there a female field goal kicker?
It made, like, the first female to make a field goal or extra point in a college football game.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. I like that story. Moving on. This is pretty crazy, guys. This could potentially be disastrous for Kiki. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes remains in the NFL's concussion protocol. He practiced in a limited capacity on Wednesday, raising hopes of the reigning Super Bowl MVP can play in Sunday's AFC title game against Buffalo. The Chiefs typically breeze through practice on Wednesday with little contact before ramping things up on Thursday. Andy Reid said that fit perfectly with what Mahomes was able to do. Reid didn't say what phase of the 5-step process Mahomes is in to be cleared to play, but the work he described his quarterback doing coincides with the 4-step. So,
What I was reading up on, and what's different about Mahomes' concussion is it wasn't a collision concussion, you know, like just getting plowed, you know what I mean?
Smoked in the brain, right?
It was pinched nerves, I believe, in the neck or spine that just caused him to get disoriented, which is almost scarier in my mind than a concussion because there's a lot of players, and I brought this up to you off air. One of my favorites growing up on the Green Bay Packers, a legendary receiver, Sterling Sharp, whose career was ended early. Like, this guy still had a handful of seasons left in him, quite a few, but he got that stinger. That's what they called it, a stinger, where it was just like these pinched nerves or whatever, and he couldn't play anymore. It was too painful.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. The pinched nerves, sometimes it gets so bad you can't even really turn your head.
Yeah.
You know, you can't look left or right or whatever side it's on. And if you do watch that hit from Mahomes last week, he did kind of like cradle his helmet a little bit and kind of yank his head up and down into the ground.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he kind of stretched his neck out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then pinched a nerve or.
I don't know.
I would be devastating, man, playing a whole season. And then right now, one hit takes you out.
Yeah.
I hope we see Mahomes on Sunday because he's fun to watch, man.
It'll be interesting. And I know a lot of the Chiefs fans and just NFL fans are pulling for the guy because that's, one, he's young. He's a young player, and at least he does have that going for him. If he was, you know, Brady or Rodgers' age, probably wouldn't be looking too good at this point. But right. Hopefully he can bounce back quick, and we'll see what happens with it. So,
yeah, so there you go. That's your sports this morning. Hopefully we'll see Mahomes on Sunday. And thank you for your good quarterback play, Philip Rivers.
Nice job, Rivers. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rucks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:21. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Yeah, Ace. All right, we got a lot of sports to cover, so let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Get in sports report.
Get in.
It's so stupid. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So whenever it's game time or just hangout time, you're good to go, man. Good
Delicioso. Let's do it, man. NFL. Some news this morning, man. Or actually, yesterday it was came out. Longtime NFL quarterback Philip Rivers has decided to retire after playing one season with the Indianapolis Colts. Now, his decision at age 39 comes less than 2 weeks after the Colts suffered a 27-24 loss at Buffalo in the wild card round of the playoffs. Really wasn't. They made it sound terrible. It suffered.
Yeah.
Suffered a 20. Dude, Buffalo's good. That was a good game by them.
And the Colts had a great season, man. They were like, what, 11-5? Damn, dude. Yeah, they
can't
did
be
good.
Mad about that.
No.
Rivers spent his first 16 seasons with the San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers after they acquired him in a draft day trade that sent Eli Manning to the New York Giants in 2004. So hats off to you, Rivers. You and your 18,000 kids. we enjoyed watching you through your career, and we loved your trash talk. Dude, his trash talk.
Legendary.
Legendary.
Yeah.
There was a clip that my buddy was telling me about yesterday. He's like, God, there's this Rivers clip. He like ran like a 70-yard touchdown somehow. And he jumps up, and the actual defender like helps him up to almost like congratulate him. Like, damn. And Rivers gets up in his face like, woo, woo, like starts to scream at the guy. The guy's like, no. He's like, hey, man, like chill out. He's like, no. No, that's right. I'm a QB. Man, somebody got it. Like, it was pretty comical.
I love it.
So we're going to miss that. So thank you, Philip Rivers.
Good job, Rivers.
You have a story about a referee.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, pretty crazy. History is going to be made this Super Bowl. The first woman on the field officiating will take place at the NFL's biggest game here in 2021. Sarah Thomas will serve as a down judge. She's already worked 4 playoff games over 6 seasons. So, she's getting there. She's getting it done.
Laundry on the field. Is that what they said?
Yeah, she's throwing her laundry around. You know, it's interesting. I wonder if it's her time of the month, if that'll affect her call, her call making.
Her call making. No, dude, come on.
Right, look, lady, you're being kind of emotional. Don't you tell me that. One of the coaches slips her a chocolate bar to calm her down. It's great.
You've thrown 3 flags in the first series, for God's sake. Yeah. She's on edge, man.
She's on edge. Anyway, so yeah, good luck, Sarah. You're going to do great. I guarantee it. I guarantee
it. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun to watch. So, more NFL news. Let's just talk about NFL all damn week. Let's do it, man.
I like it.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes remains in the NFL's concussion protocol, but he practiced in a limited capacity practice on Wednesday, raising hopes that the reigning Super Bowl MVP can play in Sunday's AFC title game against Buffalo. Chiefs typically breeze through practice on Wednesdays with little contact before ramping things up on Thursday. Coach Andy Reid said that fit perfectly with the what's going on with the Mahomes, and says he is. People are asking what phase of the 5-step process Mahomes is in the concussion protocol. They're saying they're guessing 4th. So there is still a possibility, dude, that Mahomes might not play this weekend.
That's crazy. That now, if this was the middle of the season, even maybe near the end of the season, I don't think it'd be as nervous. But we're talking the AFC Championship game here. The going to decide who from the AFC is going to go to the Super Bowl. This is a big deal.
Right, right. I know all the fans, your butts are puckering. You know whose butt is puckering the most, though? Chad Henne.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, please, Mahomes.
For the love of
God. Please, I don't want to go out there for a full game.
Yeah.
In the championship.
Yeah.
Cripes. Yeah. Yeah, so maybe we won't see Mahomes Sunday. We'll see. So we'll keep you updated tomorrow on what we hear. So.
All right. Anything else, or is that it?
That's it. That's all we got.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.